Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Thursday, the 9th of February. The United States will be giving the weekless initial jobless claims data today as yet another large company announces another round of job cuts. This time, Disney is reducing staff. Yet the US macroeconomic labour market data does not seem to be reflecting these corporate announcements. There are several reasons for this, the most important being that large companies are not very important economically, especially when it comes to the labour market. Smaller companies are less efficient in their use of labour, and so they have a larger share of the labour market. Smaller companies tend to have underemployment rather than unemployment. It's quite hard to fire 10% of a company of three people. The layoffs do not happen immediately in large companies, and some of the announced job losses may take place organically through people just naturally leaving. No doubt this is upsetting for US Federal Reserve Chair Powell, whose hike, hike, hike mantra seems to be based on a peculiar desire to see people out of work. What is perhaps more important to take away from the job announcements is the possibility of a reduction of churn in the labour market. People have been moving around a lot post-pandemic, and that has artificially boosted the job vacancy data. Labour market churn is something that raises labour costs, with sign-on bonuses, higher wages, and reduced productivity the main drivers. Announcements of job losses might reduce churn by encouraging people to keep the security of the job they already have rather than risking the uncertainty of a job that they might not get. The delayed release of German January preliminary consumer price inflation data came in lower than expected on the EU harmonised measure, but the range of estimates for this number was extremely wide. There was a 2.1 percentage point gap between the highest and the lowest. Reweighting of the index and the treatment of fuel subsidies in the data created uncertainty, but this generally will give some downside potential to the euro area data, which was making assumptions about where the German data would be. Bank of England Governor Bailey is scheduled to speak to the UK Parliament. There is definitely a sense that the UK monetary policy cycle is nearing a peak. The need to keep tightening is not that great, given the higher than average interest rate sensitivity of the UK economy and the tightening of quantitative and fiscal policy. There are a smattering of ECB speakers on the schedule as well. Remarkably, ECB President Lagarde does not appear to be on the agenda today. Here, there is a sense that in the absence of firm leadership within the ECB, the bank will just keep on tightening on autopilot. That's all for today. Have a good day.